Hey, thanks for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast powered by Ashley Home Store.
Right now, you can spring into style and get up to 20% off storewide, plus pay no interest for up to 36 months.
Or enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. Fresh new looks at amazing prices storewide.
Ashley Home Store, this is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So every morning this week, we're talking to different contestants who are in Little Rock at the Robinson Center getting set for Miss Arkansas. And it just so happens that our phone call today is with a young lady who job shadowed me back in sixth grade.
That is so awesome.
Reagan Snell, welcome to the K-5 Morning Show. How are you?
Hi, everybody. I'm so good. So happy to be here on the phone with y'all.
So shadowing me, you told me before we get on the air, was one of the greatest things in your life.
Is that still? Oh, my God.
Yes. I tell all of my friends. In sixth grade, I job shadowed Brandon Baxter, and it was the best time of my entire life.
Oh, that's crazy.
Wow. Entire life.
See, that Kelly and David really need to appreciate the fact that they get to do this every day.
Oh, yes. Yes. And I actually, that job shadow kind of started me getting into a career of journalism and like marketing and broadcasting. So it worked out. Your job shadow helped me.
That's really neat. I feel more important than I did when I got here this morning.
Yes.
All right. So let's talk about, first of all, it's kind of wild. We had the original time to talk to Reagan was going to be around 9:30, and we get this message from Tony at Miss Arkansas that says, hey, she can't be on right now. She's actually rehearsing right now on stage. So you've already been singing this morning. Am I right?
Oh, yes, sir. We have been singing. I've been warming up all morning. It's a little early to hit those notes, but it has been wonderful. And it's been so cool to get to hear all these incredible talents from all these wonderful women.
All right. So tell me about the singing. Is this something you've done your whole life or what?
Yes, it is. Actually, my whole family, we are pretty musical. I can't play an instrument, but I have been singing ever since I was a little girl. And it's something that when I started pageants, I knew this is the reason that I wanted to start pageants, because I had a talent and I wanted to share it. And so I'm actually singing This Is Me from The Greatest Showman. I'm so excited. It's a version that I composed myself with the help of Ken Wadley in Jonesboro. And so it's a slowed down version, very pretty, and I'm just so excited to share it and show it to everybody.
That is awesome.
So that's one of Kelly's favorite movies of all time.
It is.
Oh, it is the best. That's why I said I have to sing this. I have to.
That's great.
It's so good.
All right. So you said basically the whole family can sing. Is that right?
Well,
are you going to stick to that, Reagan?
Yes. Well, my little brother, we never hear him. He sings in the shower.
Right.
He won't admit it, but we're pretty sure that he can sing.
Okay, now I've known your dad for a long time. Are you telling me your dad, Bob Snell, can sing?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. He takes all the credit for all of us.
That's so neat. That's funny.
Hey, could you have your mom come and do design on my house?
Oh, yes. She would love to.
So, no, she I mean, like if you win, you'll pay for it, right?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Jeez.
So tell me what got you interested in doing all the pageants. I know there's a lot of scholarship opportunities, but what was that first thing that made you want to jump off into the pageant world?
Right. So my sister, she competed in 2013 and 14, I believe. And when she started that, I went to the pageants, was not a pageant girl, didn't do makeup, didn't dress cute. Mm-hmm. And I saw those girls and the role models that they were and how confident they were in themselves and how empowering they were to others. And I said, I want to be that girl. I want to be her. And so I started, and it started as definitely a way to lift the financial burden from my parents so that when I go to school or when I'm at school right now, I can pay for college. And it's so wonderful because I've earned over, I think, $10,000 in scholarship money. And this is my first year competing at the Miss level because I did Miss Arkansas's outstanding team. And so I still have so much more to learn and so many more years to compete. So I'm very excited for that.
Reagan Snell joined us on the phone this morning, Miss Arkansas River 2018. Let's talk about your platform, because when I was reading about this, this was something I didn't know about you, that there was something that you realized that you were affected by when you were a young child. And that's kind of the platform that you're using as you go throughout your pageant life.
Yes, absolutely. Well, my platform is Overcoming Adversity. And what it is I share my personal story of when I was diagnosed with Tourette's at 8 years old. And growing up with a neurological disorder is not easy. Mm-hmm. And I was bullied and I was teased because I did things differently. I was a little different, and I let that conquer me. And it wasn't until I became aware that this was an adversity that I could overcome. And so with the help of my friends and family, they helped me realize that this is me and this is who I'm supposed to be. And so that's why I also chose my talent. But my main goal is to help children realize their adversities and to overcome their adversities and let their success define them, because mine certainly did. And so I'm so excited to share that. And hopefully as Miss Arkansas one day, I can share that too, because over 35 million children in the United States face adversity. And yeah, so it's such an important topic and it's so relevant to share.
I think that's awesome. Mm-hmm. That makes me proud of you right now. Just the idea that, that you want to be a strong role model for the young girls and boys out there.
And I just cheered up. So
yeah, I mean, that's
that's awesome.
So you win.
Yeah.
No,
it's so sweet.
We're excited. This is going to be a big week for you, obviously. Kind of what are you thinking as we head into these final days to prep for Saturday's competition? What's on your mind?
Well, so all the preparation took place months before this week. And so this week has just been a fun learning experience. And so I came this week not to expect anything, not to expect the crown, but to have the best week of my life, because these are years that I'll look back for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. And so I'm so excited to compete tonight in talent and then tomorrow in swimsuit. And I know that if I never get my name called, that's okay, because I'm not here for that. I'm here to be my best and to show everybody that I am my best. And by being in this pageant and competing today, that's what my goal is.
Boom.
I hope your mama and daddy are really proud of you right now.
Yeah.
Oh.
Reagan Snell joins us on the phone. One more thing. David has five questions for Reagan Snell right now as we wrap up the show. What do we have, David?
Okay, are you ready?
Absolutely. Let's go.
All right, question number one. What is the first thing you plan to eat after the pageant?
A big old cheeseburger.
I love that answer.
Sounds good.
Boom.
Big old cheeseburger and french fries.
Yep.
What is your dream job?
To be the creative director and editor-in-chief of Vogue.
Dang!
Oh, my goodness.
She's got to figure it out.
Devil Wears Prada.
Who was your first celebrity crush?
Leonardo DiCaprio, and he is still my celebrity crush.
What was the last show you binged on Netflix?
I would have to say Friends. Absolutely Friends.
Oh, you get
Jennifer
bonus points.
Aniston has not aged since the 90s.
Yep.
And if we were to go through your phone right now, what music would surprise us the most?
I have been listening to Cardi B, which is strange because I'm not a Cardi B girl.
Brandon loves Cardi B.
I don't know why I love her.
She is so good.
Yeah, there's something crazy about her. Anyway, Reagan Snell joins us, Miss Arkansas River 2018. She's competing at Miss Arkansas coming up on Saturday. Best of luck to you, and shout out to your family this morning. And when you're on stage, I need you to give me a cue.
Oh, I will. You'll know it.
So, like,
you'll know it.
I've seen people do the tug the ear thing. I don't want to do that because that's cliche.
Yeah.
I'll twirl my hair.
Oh, that's it?
Okay.
Oh, you're looking for
I'll
it.
Twirl.
Okay. Reagan Snell, watch for the twirl at Miss Arkansas. And we appreciate you taking the time to talk to us this morning.
Thank you so much, Brandon, Kelly, and David. I have had so much fun talking with you all this morning.
Good luck.
Reagan Snell joins us on the phone this morning live from Little Rock. Your Miss Arkansas coverage is presented by United Home Insurance and Simply Auto, also sponsored by Air Choice One.